Hello, everyone. Welcome to Our Take on It. It's your girl Deborah and Jackie, and we are in the studio. And today we're going to talk about, Jesus heals a lame man by the pool. And it kind of brings about the question of, are the people in our life care whether or not we succeed? Are the people that we associate ourselves with, are they really there for us? And so reading this scripture kind of brings a lot of clarity as to who do we really need in our lives during certain times in our lives. And so we're going to open with a word of prayer. Almighty God, you have not given us a spirit of fear. You have given us a spirit of love, power, and of sound mind. And Father, we pray, oh God, that your Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us and protect us as we read your word and share your word. We pray, oh God, that you will send it out to the people that really needs it, because we do not want to waste our holiness on people who are unholy and who would attack us for what we're bringing, because your word is light. You are the lamp unto our feet and light unto our pathway. And so we pray, oh God, that your Holy Spirit would administer this word to the world and to people who really needs to hear it, and bring them closer to you, to your kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. So Jack, do you want to start off by reading John 5?
Yeah, sure, Deb. It's called The Healing at the Pool, as Deb mentioned in her introduction. It says, sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. Now there is in Jerusalem, near the Sheep Gate, a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. Here, a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and he walked.
That is very enlightening. Yeah. Yes. Now, here is a man sitting at the pool for 38 years, right? Trying to, and every time he tries to get in, somebody go ahead of him because they have more ability to do that, right? And it really speaks volume to our current daily lives. A lot of people will have more resources than us to do and accomplish the task that, we all have the same task that we want to accomplish, but other people have more resources and more means to do it. And so they get ahead of us. But would they really look back and say, "Hey, let me help you get there"? Because as we discussed the other day, if the rich were to tell the poor how to get rich, I think the poor would rather remain poor because it's a lot of work, right? And in this case, this man has been there for 38 years, and sometimes we can be in our position for so long that it literally paralyzes us. And we're thinking, there is no way I'm going to get to achieve this goal. There's no way I'm going to get to do that. There is no way I'm going to get to do this. And there are people around us in our circle that knows and see our position and would not even lend a finger to help. And we have to ask, and as Jesus asked the question to the man, "Hey, do you want to get healed or not?" He's like, "Yes." And sometimes we do make a lot of excuses for our positions as well. So we're not dismissing that, because whether or not we think that we don't have the means or the resources, there is lots of ways. And what Jesus has always preached this message, never give up. And all source comes from God. And I don't think this lame man has ever thought of saying, "Jesus, help me," until he actually see Jesus, which a lot of people are saying, we don't believe in God unless we actually see God, and we won't ask for help because we don't see, because faith. But this man believed, even though he couldn't get into the pool, he had faith that if he did get in there, he would have been healed.
Absolutely.
So I think it was his faith that even healed him prior to Jesus actually helping him. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So even though people were going into this pool and getting healed, he knew there was a place of refuge where he can go and get the same help like everybody else. But his faith kept in there for 38. Some people would have been like, you know what? I'm not going back to that pool because nobody's helping me. And he would have stayed back or somewhere else. But he was close to his destination, but he just couldn't fit into the destination. And so when Jesus Christ came and he's like, well, do you want this? Like, yes, I want this. That was faith speaking. Yes, I want this. And so he's like, okay, get up and walk. And he didn't say, what do you mean? I can't walk. He got up at the command, at the instructions of God. And sometimes we don't, even when God has given us the help that we need, we don't take it because it seems too simple. It just, because we're always looking for this big, miraculous.
Or even worse than that, Sometimes people just don't believe they deserve to be healed by God. You know, they just think and they look at their mistakes or the problems in their life and they say, I don't think God would help me. You know, he's going to look at somebody like me. Forget it. I'm just too overloaded with problems to get any help. Yeah. But as you say, this man had persistence. He had a commitment that he knew he was in the location where healing took place. So obviously he would not have waited there and had to show incredible patience and endurance, you know, to be able to stick around for 38 years and constantly watch people getting in and out of the pool. He didn't let it defeat him. He sat there and he kept believing that somehow he's going to get a dip in that pool. And when he does, transformation begins. And starting at the early point that so many people there were helping themselves. They were interested only in their selfish goals. You know, it was all in the fleshly needs of them getting better. And they didn't want to help anyone else. They figured if somebody couldn't see or if somebody couldn't walk, that was their problem. They had to find their own way to get to that pool. So there is that indication there that sometimes people can work in a bad way. They can either enable something that's not helping you and let you keep getting away with behavior that is destructive, or they can intervene and try to help you. Mm-hmm. So it's difficult to find a balance there. But Jesus was the answer because Jesus basically said, you know, he's saying, I'm the link. I'm the one that's going to bring this to a successful conclusion. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we need that in our lives. We need that one person, or at least we need that spiritual belief, you know, to direct us and maybe change our behavior patterns and everything. So it's a really important question to ask. Like, in your life, are you surrounded by people who really want to help you and go that extra mile? Or are they just willing to sit back and watch you struggle and kind of figure that it's your mess and you should dig yourself out of it on whatever terms you have to. And sometimes that can really delay a person's success for a long time.
Absolutely.
Because they need that guidance. They need somebody over them, whether it's a parent, whether it's a sibling, whether it's a good friend. Somebody can be the catalyst that pushes that person forward and says, here you go. Here's the help you need. If you need computer skills, I'm going to be here to help you. You know, if you need you know, some proper clothing or maybe some etiquette skills to direct you in terms of how you would interview or how you could prepare a resume, I will help you. And sometimes people on their own just don't know where to go or who to ask, you know, to get the openings that they may very well succeed in getting a really positive change in their life. So it's a good question
to ask. And that is true because, you know, people are of self, right? And even now, like the Bible talk about in the last days, people would be more lovers of self than anything else, right? So your success is not their success. And the bottom line is, what do I get for helping you? How do I benefit from helping you? Because everyone has a goal they want to achieve and they don't care how they achieve it, but they're not going to do it for nothing. But this man kept waiting and waiting and waiting. And it just, even like just in your simple life, you say, what is that thing that you've been waiting for so many years that you've given up and you said, I will never achieve that or that's not going to happen. I think you should probably open up that file again and go back and try again. Because as you said earlier, Jackie, which was really important, is that Jesus is that link, right? And sometimes Jesus will not give you access to something that he knows that you can't handle. And even if you think you've been waiting for so long, you're waiting that long sometimes could be, Jesus don't think you can handle that. right? Mm-hmm. But then if you work towards showing I can handle that, like for instance, if you say, Lord, I want to open up a ministry, and you just say it in your mind, but you're not doing the actions towards getting that ministry. Jesus is like, well, I don't think you need a ministry. I don't think you can handle a ministry. Because what have you shown me so far about the establishment of this ministry? What are you doing? Are you doing some outreach program? Are you going downtown to preach the word of God? Are you declaring me publicly? Like, how are you planning to work this all out? Because Jesus will help you where you're at. He shows up for you where you're at, mm-hmm. right? And so a lot of people think like, somebody said this the other day. Jesus don't report to us. He's not on our call. He don't report to us. If we need something, we come to him and we have to wait on his time. He doesn't report to us because what seems to be a lifetime to us is one day to him. You see? And God might be silent, but he's not absent. Your situation might be delayed, but you're not denied. You might call on him and he may not answer, but he's always, always on time. So it just shows that your perseverance is just as tolerable as you would allow it to be, because God never changes his plan. He's a man that never lies. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's a promise keeper. He's a way maker. You know, so all these things, when you think of God, how do you view him? I think that is the important question. How do you view God to show up for you? If you view him as one of your human friends, then you don't have any knowledge of who he is. You need to go back into his word and read who he really is. Because your dependency is on him. And I know a lot of people are like, well, I'm independent. I don't need anybody for anything. But you're so wrong. Nobody is independent. That is a word that society carved out for us to believe that we can be self-resilient and we can be self this and we can be self that. And the Bible talks about being all self. No, we're all dependent. We're all independently dependent. Children depend on their parents, mm-hmm. right? Wives depend on their husband and vice versa. Employers depend on their employee and vice versa. Businesses depends on customers and vice versa. Because how are you independent? How? And that's the mindset that a lot of people have, that they're independent and they don't need God. And if they want to start a business, they don't need God for it. They can do it themselves. And that's why half the time their business fail, because God wasn't part of the structure. God wasn't part of the plan. But this man, believe it or not, knew what he wanted, because faith, and the Bible says you have to have faith in order to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Faith. And so this man had enough faith to wait for 38 years. And I think he would wait another 38 years until he died by that pool. Because he had a vision of being healed. He had a mindset of being healed. So if you have a vision and you have a mindset of accomplishing something and everybody else is dismissing you from not achieving that, then you need to go to God and come up with a plan so that God can help you succeed.
Yes, I think so too. And this line when he says, do you want to get well? And he says he has no one to help him in the pool when the water is stirred up. And instead of Jesus being casual and just sort of saying, oh, that's okay, I understand. No, he looked at him with strength and power and says, get up. This is what you need to do. Get up. And sometimes for people, there's a mental block there. Mm-hmm. And this is why I'm saying that it is important to have spirituality at the forefront, because that shows you who you are in Christ. And when you know that, you can do anything. You really can, because you have to believe that nothing is impossible with God. And that is what Jesus is showing here. He's showing basically, look, I'm telling you that you can do this,
yeah.
because I know who you are. Even yes. if you don't know who you are,
exactly.
I am telling you who you are.
Exactly.
So here is the answer. The answer is the power is already in you. You just need to activate it. You need to accept me and come alive.
Yes.
And I will heal you. I will give you the strength that you need to meet any challenge, not
yes.
just this particular challenge that you're facing, but every challenge that's going to influence your success throughout your life. So this man ran off And he didn't even know that it was Jesus who had healed him. Because later in the scripture, the spiritual leaders wanted to know about his encounter that accomplished this great miracle. But he didn't even know who the man was, so he couldn't even identify him. But that was a taste of what blessings in your life can do for you.
Exactly.
And how they transform. And this is why we're enjoying, you know, doing this spiritual segment so much, because it's enlightenment for us, you know.
It is.
And it kind of redirects our own internal messaging, mm-hmm. you know, and about how much we can accomplish by knowing that God is a part of everything we do. And just like Deb is saying, you really have to visually have God in your spirit. Mm-hmm. And when you have him in your spirit, then you come alive when you read the word. It just shows you how much he loves you, how much value you have. And the Lord says, beloved above all things, I wish that thou prosperest and be in health.
Mm-hmm.
So health is not something that we can say comes from anyone but God. It is God's blessing when you are healthy.
Yeah.
It is his will that you have a healthy mind and a healthy body. And he wants you to manifest that in every area of your life.
True.
And this example of healing sickness through a paralyzed man is just so many different ways that we can look for God's healing, because he heals us emotionally. He heals us spiritually. He heals us physically. He can heal us financially.
Mm-hmm.
This is an area, you know, that's
a holistic approach.
Holistic.
Yep.
That's the word. That's a fantastic word. It's
yep.
a holistic approach to transforming your life.
Amen. And, but, you know, just to keep in mind, you know, no matter how trapped you feel in your infirmities, God can minister to your deepest needs, right? And don't let a problem or hardship cause you to lose hope. God may have, you know, special work for you to do in spite of your condition, or even because of it. Many have ministered effectively, you know, to hurting people because they have, you know, triumph over their own hurt. But also Jeremiah 32:17 says that the Lord God has created the heavens and the earth by his mighty power and his outstretched arms. There is nothing too hard for him to do. So we just have to allow God's presence in our lives. We have to let him take control of it. You have to trust that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all else. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Amen.
Well, thank you guys so much. And I hope this brings some spiritual guidance and some healing to you. And just focus on, you know, where you are and where you want to be and who you want to be part of, who you want to be part of your life in that essence. My name is Deborah.
And my name is Jackie.